I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. We're back in Toledo, and we're headed downtown to one of the oldest art galleries in the area.
20 North Gallery is the oldest independent gallery in the city of Toledo. We are located in the historic Warehouse District at 18 North St. Clair Street, right across from Fifth Third Field.
That's Candessa Croninger, the art director at 20 North. It's a gallery that began in 1993. At the time, the only art gallery downtown.
Years and years earlier, there had been an arts and culture scene in Toledo, but in the 90s, downtown was just a specter of what it is today. I'm quite proud to say that 20 North Gallery has played a part in revitalizing the downtown and making it a place where people want to be, making it a destination for arts and culture and entertainment.
20 North represents artists from all over the world, but their main motivation is to represent established artists in our area.
Specifically, museum-collected artists who live and work. Their studios are in Toledo. And Toledo actually has a very robust artistic scene, and many of the artists who are working here have very distinguished careers and exhibit worldwide. We are so proud to be able to represent many of those luminaries, like the late Tom McLaughlin. We have exhibited work by Jack Schmidt and Ken Thompson. We represent the estate of Adam Grant and Joanne Grossman. David Eichenberg is one of our stable represented artists. So all of these artists have wonderful careers, and we are very happy to be able to offer them hometown representation. But then we also work with emerging artists on a more limited basis, but we are happy to give artists who are beginning their professional careers that first professional exhibition space experience.
The celebration of local art is a testament to how different the art scene has changed in Toledo since 1993, when 20 North first opened.
Well, it is exhilarating to see so many galleries established in the area. 28 years ago, there really weren't that many galleries in Toledo, let alone downtown, where there were none. There were not a lot of professional exhibition spaces for artists to sell their artwork. And that has been thrilling to see the proliferation of galleries, and every gallerist has a different focus and is presenting a different brand to the community. But that highlights different artists because, of course, nothing is more varied than the arts. So each gallery gives a different group of individuals an opportunity to share what they do and for the community to experience the spectrum that is available to them here.
Although the scene has grown dramatically from the 90s, it still has room for improvements, especially as Candessa sees firsthand the relationship between the artist and the viewer.
We need to keep selling. The arts are very strong in Toledo. There are wonderful opportunities for public art and for artists to exhibit their work. The number of buyers in Toledo has not kept pace with the number of exhibition opportunities. And so it's important for people to remember that the arts are for everyone, but they're not free. And the best way to support an artist is to buy that artwork. And that's what keeps the artist in the community, where they have an audience who appreciates the work and wants to literally own it. So that's something that exists here in Toledo, but we have to keep building it.
But again, Condessa is proud that this art gallery, founded by Eric Hillebrand in 1993, has played such a role in the art history of Toledo, and that it will continue to play a role moving forward as the art scene continues to grow and mature.
I think one of the things we are most proud of is that we are an accessible space. People come in just to browse, just to look and enjoy the work. Of course, we love it when they make a purchase, but art really is for everyone. And that has changed in Toledo with the number of galleries, the accessibility to them, the audience, the idea of who is the viewer, who can appreciate art, everyone, who can be a collector, really everyone.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.